This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Protesters marched in cities across France on Saturday in a fourth consecutive weekend of demonstrations. They are denouncing what they see as oppressive rules compelling them to get COVID-19 vaccinations against their will and to show a health pass for daily activities. They rallied through the streets of Paris and other cities and towns, waving signs reading, "No to dictatorship," and chanting, "Macron, we don't want your health pass." The protests have united a diverse group against President Emmanuel Macron's legislation, which is meant to help contain a fourth wave of COVID-19 infections spreading across France and help safeguard the country's economic recovery. Among the protesters are hard-left anarchists and far-right militants, remnant of the anti-government Yellow Vest movement that shook Macron's leadership a few years ago, and also other citizens who are anti-vaccine or consider the health pass to be discriminatory. More than 1,000 Thai anti-government protesters clashed with police on Saturday in Bangkok as they protested against the government's failure to handle coronavirus outbreaks and its impact on the economy. The protesters marched towards the office of the prime minister, demanding his resignation. Police sealed off roads and shot tear gas and rubber bullets to push protesters back. Street protests in Thailand against the government have been held in recent weeks by several groups as frustrations mount over management of coronavirus outbreaks and the damage pandemic measures have inflicted on the economy. Thailand reported on Saturday a record of nearly 22,000 new COVID-19 infections in a single day and the highest deaths in one day, 212 fatalities. Find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com or on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. China stepped up measures to protect its capital, Beijing, as an uptick in coronavirus cases driven by the more infectious Delta variant spread across multiple cities in the country. The National Health Commission reported on Saturday 107 new confirmed coronavirus cases in the mainland. Of the new infections, 75 were locally transmitted, the health authority said. Those currently outside Beijing and higher-risk areas should temporarily postpone their return, and others should provide a negative COVID-19 test, according to details of a Saturday meeting by local officials reported by the Beijing Daily. Epidemic prevention measures at railways, highways, and airports should be strengthened, they said. Some local governments have been called out by Beijing for lowering their guard, leading to the spread of the Delta variant from multiple sources. Flames swept through a residential town outside Athens overnight as wildfires burned across Greece for a fifth day on Saturday, and hundreds of people were evacuated by ferry from an island east of the capital. The fire on the outskirts of Athens has forced the evacuations of thousands of people since late Thursday, with emergency crews facing winds and high temperatures as they battle to contain spread. Wildfires have erupted in many parts of the country amid Greece's worst heat wave in more than 30 years, tearing through tens of thousands of acres of forest land, destroying homes and businesses, and killing animals. Temperatures have been over 40 degrees Celsius or 104 degrees Fahrenheit all week. Officials say more than 700 firefighters, including reinforcements from Cyprus, France, and Israel, have been deployed to fight the blaze north of Athens, assisted by the army and water bombing aircraft. Authorities have battled more than 400 wildfires across Greece in the last 24 hours. In neighboring Turkey, authorities are battling the country's worst ever wildfires. Flames sweeping through its southwestern coastal regions forced the evacuation of tens of thousands of people. In Italy, hot winds are fanning flames on the island of Sicily this week. In Afghanistan, government officials and relatives attended the funeral of the head of the government, media, and information senator on Saturday, who was assassinated by the Taliban a day earlier. Taliban fighters on Friday assassinated the Afghanistan government's top media and information officer in the capital, Kabul, an act condemned by the senior U.S. diplomat in the country as an affront to human rights and free speech. The assassination was the latest by the hardline Islamist group attempting to weaken President Ashraf Ghani's democratically elected Western-backed regime. Find more at voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.